you're a boy, right?
No, I'm a girl.
Who told you you're a girl?
Mommy.
When did she tell you you were a girl?
Because I love girls.
Oh, I see. So mommy told you you're a girl?
Uh-huh.
Does mommy do anything else, like, with a girl with you?
Mm-hmm.
Like what?
Like kisses.
What does she do?
She do puts them on me.
She puts dresses on you? Oh, wow. And what else does she do?
She buys my headbands.
Uh-huh.
And she gets me hair clips.
Oh, hair clips? Okay. Mm-hmm. What else?
Some microphones.
What else?
Like a skeleton.
Does she do anything with your fingers?
Yeah.
What?
She paints my nails.
So that, why does she do that?
Because I don't like nail polish.
Oh. So mommy puts you in a dress and puts nail polish on you?
Mm-hmm.
And what does mommy tell you?
She tells me I'm a girl.
Oh, okay. Do you think you're a girl?
Uh-huh.
You do? Is that why you wear this, so that you can have long hair?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So there you have it, lads. A lady in Texas wants to alter her 7-year-old boy's gender. Sure. What's wrong with that, eh?
Well, Donnie, there's, I think the question we should be asking, what's right with it? And in my humble opinion, it's abhorrent to allow or even think of a child having the complete right to dictate what their gender should be or shouldn't, especially when we live in a society where a child isn't allowed to get a tattoo until they're 16, they're not allowed to drive until they're 18. In America, they're not allowed to have a drink of alcohol in most states until they're 21, but that we're even considering the possibility of allowing a child to discuss the deepest implications of what their gender constitutes. And to be honest, if you were to ask me right now, what did I think of anything when I was 7 years old? I'll be honest, I don't remember being 7 years old. So that's the root cause of what we're actually discussing. We're essentially saying that a child whose brain is only forming, whose body is only grown, is capable of understanding the fundamental way in which that person is viewed by themselves to the world. And like I was only having this discussion last week and worked with one of my colleagues. I only really understood what it meant to be an adult when I was 26 years old. It takes time. It takes experience. 7 years of life is nowhere near enough. It's nowhere near enough. And to even think that there are parents, adults, people, that want to bow down to a child and say, yes, you can do whatever you want with your body, is disgusting.
Disgusting?
I think it's absolutely disgusting. And I think it's child abuse. It's child neglect to allow a child to essentially mutilate their body because they want to feel, because they feel like a boy or a girl. That's a decision that should only be made once you're 18 and once you've had proper psychological consultation with a psychiatrist over months and months and months and months. Only then should you be allowed to have a discussion with a surgeon and go ahead with that procedure. I have no issue with that then. As a child, absolutely no. There is no circumstance whatsoever. It is not a life-threatening surgery. It is not a life-threatening operation. The child is going to be fine either way. And to think that a parent would allow a child to even consider that is wrong, wrong, wrong. And I would never, ever allow under any circumstance.
Okay. Harsh words there from
Sean. It's true. It's my truth.
Yeah. I don't disagree with you, Luxie, at all. The father basically said that, look, when the child grows up, he doesn't mind if they want to explore, his gender as an adult, you know, from 18 onwards. And you said, Luxie, that, you don't have your mind made up until you're in your 20s. And that's actually true. Your brain isn't fully developed until you're, I think it's like 20, 24 or something. So you can't be making these, certainly a child of 7 years old certainly can't make some sort of decision like that on the child. And it does, you know, it's children at that age, they'll say they're a T-Rex one day, they'll say they're a fire truck the next day. It doesn't mean that you suddenly now have to alter this child's development just because they think they're a girl. And to me, as far as I'm concerned, I think it's just the mother who's sort of, I don't know, making an impression on this child to be a girl.
Is she a pediatrician?
I'm not sure exactly what she does.
She's a doctor, yeah.
She's a doctor, a child doctor, as far as I read in the article.
Yeah, well, she got a doctor who basically agreed with her and said, oh, yeah, because that's the whole point, that, you know, in order for to transition gender, to get gender reassignment surgery, the earlier you get it done, you know, you prevent puberty, the easier it is to, quote, transition. So that's why they want to put this child on, you know, hormone blockers and, you know, what do they call it, you know, basically testosterone inhibitors to prevent this child from going through puberty. So therefore, when it's about that time, they can then get estrogen injections and basically female hormones to make it easier to transition into a female. Which, you know, this is a very, very complicated thing to do. And like, for 7 years of age, to me, it's mind boggling that people actually are taking this seriously, and the way they're treating it is if they're doing this child a favour, as if they're, it's healthcare, you know, as if they're, this is somehow going to be beneficial to this child.
I do think a question has to be asked.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's a very important question, I don't know if they agree with me. But why the fuck are we even discussing this? Why is this even a discussion?
Did you see Louis Theroux did a documentary on this exact subject 2 years ago? And was based in California.
I did see that, yeah.
I highly recommend it.
Yeah, definitely.
And sorry to cut you off, Tony, but I think there was a girl in the episode who wanted to transition to be a boy.
Yeah.
And then it later transpired at the end of the episode that, no, she actually feels like a girl and she wants to continue living like a girl. But she was in consultation with doctors who were willing to discuss the possibility of gender reassignment for a 12-year-old girl.
Yeah.
It's just, but what I mean is, I mean, why isn't this woman locked up, in my opinion, for suggesting such a thing? It is child abuse. The child, it's a child, a 7-year-old child. Probably, you know, when I was 7, I think I was still playing with action figures up until I was like 12 or 13, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's like not, I had, you know, fairly normal childhood in most respects. And gender, like, I didn't know what gender was. And as you lads rightfully say, I mean, I didn't know what I was doing in my 20s. I was, you know, we were all a bit mad in our 20s, I suppose. I mean, this is a 7-year-old child. Why not let the 7-year-old child just enjoy the childhood? And if, you know what, if it turns out the child is gay, or if, you know, if the child, you know, in her late teens, I suppose, or mid to late, whenever the child realizes that if they are gay, or if they want to be a woman when he reaches that age, and they've definitely made the decision, they've talked to the right people, they've discussed the consequences of such an operation, a lifestyle change, a transformation. It's just incredible that this woman could say, no, I'm this child's mother and I basically want a little girl, and I have a boy and I want this child to be a little girl, because it picked up a doll perhaps once. It's like the episode of Friends with Ross.
Yeah.
Where, you know, he's trying to get Ben. I think it's Ben. It's been a long time since I watched that. He's trying to get Ben to you know, like the action figure, and he likes a doll. And of course, he's got his wife is gay. Turns out to be lesbian, you know, is married to another woman and is being brought up primarily by two women. So, and, you know, that's not the end of the world, is it? But he has a problem with this, you know. But like, we're talking about a 7-year-old child discussing, he doesn't know what anything is and shouldn't know what anything is. Shouldn't have to worry about a thing. Should just be able to be a happy little boy or a happy little girl, a 7-year-old, and just enjoy life.
If this boy did want to play with dolls, and even if he wanted to put on dresses, nobody would really give a shit. Either way, it's not going to have much of an effect. But when you start taking hormones, and when you start pushing for gender reassignment surgery, which is, you know, it's not something you should be doing at that age, or even considering at that age. And it's actually, it really surprises me that anyone would be on the other side of the fence here. Now,
it shouldn't be even communicated to a child that is something that is possible in this day and age.
Mm.
The ramifications of that for a child are beyond that child's comprehension. And to even discuss that with a little baby who's developing and trying to find its place in the world, that needs nurture, love and care in order to progress into a wonderful human being, that is not childcare. That is not nurture. That is not love. That is completely confusing the child and doing it harm in an unimaginable way. Sorry, Donny?
That child's probably traumatized now, just before anything's happened, just with the coverage. I presume that they've protected a child from such coverage. But
they have a law, like they prevented the name from being released, but the parents are well known, and it wouldn't take long at all for the law.
Yeah, the names wear out, but now they're kind of after the court case. The website was taken down, which was sayjames.com, has been removed to protect her. It has been taken down by court order. It's just because you think he's appealing the case. Obviously, for anyone listening, he lost the case, but he's appealing it. I think I'm not sure exactly. It's still kind of ongoing at the moment, but it's. I was going to make the point of. Have you heard of Munchausen syndrome?
Yes,
Syndrome by proxy is basically. Yeah. I'll read it. The definition of it is when it's a psychological disorder marked by attention-seeking behavior by a caregiver through those who are in their care. The person with Munchausen syndrome by proxy gains attention by seeking medical help for exaggerated or made-up symptoms of a child in his or her care. Now, to me, a parent with a transgender child, I think, is very similar to that. And
absolutely.
Munchausen syndrome by proxy is a form of abuse. No one denies that that's an abusive thing to happen. Basically, the parent brings this, you know, what they would do is they may feed the child high dosages of, say, salt in their diet, which makes the child very ill and are constantly in a state of pain, and they go to the doctors fawn all over them and give them all this attention, and it's basically the parent wanting the attention for themselves through their child. And to me, I think there's echoes of that in this, particularly with transgender kids, not so much teenagers, because that's a whole other thing. I think we will probably talk about that another time, you know, teenagers transitioning and that. It's a whole other separate issue, because we're talking about children here. You know, children can't give consent to any of this stuff. Particularly a 7-year-old is outrageous to it.
I just want to put out, if you want to be transgender, you know, I'd never have an issue with any of that. That's your body. It's your life.
As an adult.
Oh, yeah, as an adult. As an adult, absolutely. I've spoken to people. I don't know anyone who's transgender. Well, I probably do, and I don't realise it. that's a cheap shot. But fair play to the surgeon. But no, I don't. I don't know anybody. That's not through choice. It's just I haven't come across
anybody. Absolutely,
yeah. But I have a lot of friends.
But the reason being is, Donny, is that there's a very small minority of the minority who would feel that they have gender identity issues with themselves and might feel that surgery is the best way to go through to make themselves feel more at ease with themselves. But you have to remember, this is a very, very small percentage of the population. So like, you don't need to apologize for saying that you don't know anyone like that. If the chance of coming across someone that feels that they weren't born with the gender they were born with, it's very, very small. And that's, I think that's a greater issue at large, is that we're allowing, or society, through pressure from leftist ideals, has allowed issues pertaining to the minority become central politics. And this is what we end up discussing, because the rest of society isn't allowed to say anything that's contrary to the ideals of the left. Otherwise, we are viewed as being offensive or bigots, or we have hate in our voice or hate in our hearts, which is absolutely wrong.
It's quite the opposite.
Probably somebody's going to listen to this now and think, oh, these bigots, you know, we're talking about a 7-year-old child who, as you say, can't drink alcohol legally, can't smoke a cigarette, can't gamble,
can't get a tattoo.
Can't reach the top shelf, Luxy.
you know what I mean? Probably, you know, can't even reach the lock of the door, probably, from the front door, I hope. And yet, it's up for discussion that, you know, that it's okay that you can't do any of these little things. You can't get ink on your body, but you can change the gender of your body. That's okay. You know, just for balance here, I must say, I know we think it's child abuse and Munchausen syndrome. Not all abuse is obvious. Not all abuse is textbook. There are different forms of abuse.
Absolutely, and even the divorce is going to have some sort of effect on that child. Yeah. They always say about divorce.
Absolutely. But the judge has ruled in this case that, you know, the child hasn't suffered any form of I suppose, for want of a better expression, textbook abuse. Hmm. The child is, the child isn't under any harm that we can see on the outside. Like, the mother isn't, like, abusing the child in terms of physical or anything like that. So he's kind of happy to have the child at the moment, just kind of leave it as is while we're discussing this ludicrous situation. And it is ludicrous. I mean, but I just want to go back to my point about, not knowing anybody from the transgender community. I have loads of friends from the LGBT community, and which is fantastic. But I remember I was talking to one lad, and he was telling me, and he's got a couple of friends who are actually transgender, from man to woman, and he told me about one of them, and this is just secondhand information, but this is what people don't really talk about.
It's
is what
that we best only secondhand information.
That's what we do. We're not experts, Mick. Not experts. But but I remember, like, he was telling me that he's got this friend, and she got changed from man into woman, and at times will express, after a few drinks, will express total regret of doing it.
Do you know what? You're actually, and that's a statistic about people who go through these surgeries. Afterwards, they do. I think the majority of them do regret it, because it's something that once you get this surgery. I mean, I'm not going to go into details about what's involved. Maybe we will when we talk about adults.
It's not a haircut, John.
Yeah, but it is a huge thing. Sorry, Luxy, go.
I haven't got the qualifications to detail the actual surgical procedure, but I've seen videos of it, and it's absolutely amazing how they do it. Honestly, it's a marvel of human engineering that they're able to reconstruct a human's body in that way. It's absolutely incredible. And I, if you were to ask me, all right, you find a way to do that, no way in hell would I be able to do it. And the fact that human beings have constructed a way to do this is incredible. Honestly, it's mind blown. But at the same time, your gender does reside in your brain, and if you have a conflict between your brain and your physical body parts, then of course that can cause a consternation. But it's not something that should be taken lightly. It's not something that should be encouraged.
No.
It's not something that you do on a whim. And to hear of what you said, that there are people that regret this, I can only feel incredibly sorry for them. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, I would never say that that's something that should never be allowed because that person's made a mistake. I'm sure there are more than enough people that go through a surgery that say it's the best thing they've ever done, and more power to them, as long as they're adults and not a child.
And long as it's their decision, and that's another thing. This isn't this child's decision. What in the name of God does a 7-year-old know?
It's the mother who's doing it. Yeah. The child has no real say.
Absolutely.
And it's shouldn't, really, because it's, the child's under the care of the mother until, we're all on kind of on the same side of the fence, and I will put it out there. If anyone does completely disagree with us, we are totally open to having somebody on who can basically, say, you're wrong about this, lads, and we're totally up to that. You can contact us,
anybody anyone who's a member of the transgender community wants to get
involved. We'd love to have you on. Yeah, it's there's no problem whatsoever.
We're not experts on this, but we absolutely love to hear from someone else who maybe perhaps has gone through this or knows somebody who's gone through this. Absolutely, come on, and we're more than happy to discuss it. But it's just an incredible thing, and as we said, if someone does want to get an operation, and absolutely fair play to them, but a 7-year-old child, lads, I just can't get over it. I mean, is this where we've come as a society? Like, we've become
it's,
so...
It's not where we've come, but it's definitely where we're going, though.
Do you think we're going down this road, or, things like this are going to put a stop to
it? It's not where we're going. Like, we're going there, but at the same time, we already have. I'm not sure whether it's something that is, for want of a better word, routine or accessible in Ireland. I don't know. I haven't looked into it.
Well, they have the statistics for it. They have gone up like thousands of percent, throughout the world, just in terms of.
I mean for children, though.
I think it's the same. Like, there are children that obviously have gone. I'm not sure about age group. I'll research this before we put it out anyway.
In this country.
I'm not sure exactly. I'm not going to say if it's in this country, right, but okay. I'll find some statistics and I'll put it on the description anyway. Okay.
I know from what I've seen, watching Louis Theroux and reading other articles, something that is definitely prevalent in America.
Oh, yeah.
America is ground zero for trials, transgender surgeries. It's something that is quite accessible, which I find frightening beyond belief. One thing I would ask you, lad, which I find quite perverse, is that in the initial judgment, the judge sided with the mother. The father was denied, and I think that the judge compelled the father to refer to his son as a girl.
Yeah, Luna, I think is what they were calling her.
Yeah, and pronounced boy by a girl's name. So, what that basically says is that society feels that the mother is best placed to decide what are in the best interests of that child, which is something that I already know. From studying law, family law in general always favour the mother. There is case law that states and precedent that states that a mother is the best natural care of a child.
Hmm.
And you know, I have a wonderful mother, and I think most of us would say our mothers are wonderful. They're great providers, great carers, and something I find hard to disagree with, because luckily enough I have a very good mother. But at the same time, a father's role in a child's life is equally as important.
Yeah.
It takes two to make a child. And the way society has gone is that we're neglecting, or it seems that the courts of law are neglecting a father's opinion on the upbringing of their child. And that's another thing that I saw in this case, is that this judge until the decision was reversed, that he had to refer to his own son as a girl and by a girl's name, which I find wrong, because his partner brought a boy into the world. As far as I'm concerned, that parent has every right for the rest of their life to consider their child to be the gender they were born with. No court of law or no person can say that father or that mother cannot consider their child to be the gender that they were born with. Do you not find that perverse, though, and wrong?
I just find it baffling and perverse and wrong, and in some ways disgusting, that a mother can take it upon herself. She's playing God, basically, with her own child. Now, I know a parent's role should be, and is in most cases, to guide that child, to nurture the child, to guide the child. Say, look, when you hit 18, you're an adult, or 21, or whatever the age may be, and these are the hazards you are going to face. And the parent's job is to make sure that child is ready for that, and also nurtures the child and make sure that the child is okay, and it has a warm, loving upbringing, to make sure that, you know, mentally it's balanced. So obviously you nurture the child so it can have its own children, and so forth and so on. And you know, you break the ground for that child. You show the child how the world works. This is none of that. Mm-hmm. This is dragging. You're confusing the child. I mean, already the child's going to be traumatized. We'll probably need counseling after all of this, because I can only imagine what the rows are like, what the arguments are like between the mother and the father. I'm not suggesting at all they're abusive or physical, but they must be traumatic anyway, because you never want to see your parents argue when you're a child, but it does happen. You know, so that's bad enough. And then if this actually goes through, and the fact that a judge initially agreed with this, I mean, I can't get my head around it.
I don't think it's something that the courts of law are any way qualified to discuss at all.
Well, I assume that they think that they're helping this child. They think that, oh well, this child is truly a transgender child, and we want to help this child transition. I'm taking devil's advocate here. I don't think this, but I assume that's the only way I can rationalize that if they think, oh well, hang on, this child is actually a girl, so we need to help this child become who this child really is. That's the only way I can think of why anyone would be in favour of this.
It's liberalism.
Yeah.
I think there's a bit here as well. I think there's a bit of selfishness here. We are in a society now where liberalism is king.
Mm-hmm.
I'm quite liberal in my views, and I can be quite conservative in my views as well about certain things. You know, I believe a man and a woman can love each other, as I believe a woman and a woman, and a man and a man. Arlene Foster.
This isn't a conservative issue, though.
No, but that's what I mean.
I get that.
Well, I'm just saying, like, you know, I'm very liberal with that sort of stuff. Gay marriage, that's fine. Yeah, fair enough. You want to go out, you want to fucking change your gender when you're 18, 19, that's fine. You want to become transgender, no problem. But this is just absolutely ludicrous. And I do think
we are in society now where, you know, people want to identify as a Bic pen or as a penguin, and we're, and this is a discussion that's going on at Good Morning Britain with Piers Morgan. You know, he wants to be referred to as a Pingu, and then there's actual serious debate now with this young lad was talking to him, saying, "Oh, this, you know, you're just taking the piss out of it." Well, of course, he's taking the piss out.
So look at transgender athletes. It is dare to be taking the piss out because there's no real rules to this. You know, you can basically be anything you want. I was just going to make the comparison between, conversion therapy. You know, when
is that gay conversion therapy?
Sorry, yeah.
I know about it loosely. But
yeah,
if you're gay, you try to make it straight, is it?
Yeah, you're basically, you get a gay, usually a teenager, and they basically try and convert this teenager back into being straight, and they use these sort of techniques to do it. Is transgenderism not in the same lines as that? Is transition and conversion, are they not the same thing? And, you know, if you were to convert a gay teenager into a straight teenager, people would say, "What the fuck are you doing?" People are obviously born gay. But as soon as you transition from one gender to another, somehow it's, "Oh, yeah, that's fantastic." You know, everyone's in favour of that.
I don't know, Sean, because, you know, homosexuality is something that has been prevalent since human beings.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. It's in the animal world as well. Like, it's
everywhere. Like, we've hundreds of thousands of years of not exact data, but enough data to know it that.
It was British colonialism.
Being gay is quite gay.
Yeah.
It is what but it is. Like, but in terms of transgender people, The science and the psychology and psychiatry around it is very, very limited. I'd say there's max 20 to 30 years of data and science around this issue. So for us or anyone to be absolutely definitive on it, I think we can't be, because we haven't had the experience or the data, or we don't have enough information or data around it to make proper assertions as to whether it's something that you might be born with, as in terms of homosexuality. But at the same time, I think people in the LGBTQIAABCDXYZ community,
the alphabet people, is
say Chappelle quite clearly said. I think they think, and they probably would rightly say, and it's not to denigrate your point, John, that gay issues and transgender issues are completely distinctly things, and they're nowhere related whatsoever.
But why are they connected then? Why is it LGBT? You know,
I just wanted to get in there, lads. Hold on, because I was talking about Piers Morgan thing.
This guy
was talking away to Piers Morgan on telly, and he said, obviously, Good Morning used to be TVAM or GMTV, and he said, when I was a kid watching GMTV, I was a young boy. I knew I was gay. I knew I was a homosexual. And if I felt, not me, by the way, this guy is saying this.
very casual way to come about it.
I don't know why you felt the need to preface your point, Donnie, but carry on.
I know Sean's deadly with those fucking snippets. That's why. But anyway, and he turned around and says, when I was a young boy watching GMTV, you know, as a gay, as a young gay man or boy, teenager, and if I saw somebody on here taking a piss out of that, I would have felt so alone, so horrible, because I was a huge fan of that. And he's saying this to Piers Morgan, and I feel that if somebody who's having gender issues, who doesn't want to identify as a man or a woman, non-binary, you believe you call it, well then, you know, I think that must be horrific for them. Now, for me personally, I think, obviously, first of all, if somebody does take a piss, you know, is scornful towards gay people on television, you know, because it just through their pure hatred, then first of all, they wouldn't be on telly for much longer, and rightfully so. I think it's two completely different issues, because I just think with the whole non-binary thing, I think that's just, well, that's another topic, another podcast.
Yeah, maybe we'll talk about that as well.
We'll talk about that as a different one, but I just think, between, you know, the homosexuality, that is how you are born, and some people are lucky enough to be bisexual, who, like, you know, fair play to him. I've had discussions with people who are bisexual, and he explained to me, it's a very beautiful thing, actually. They say, well, if I like somebody, I like them, regardless if they're a man or a woman. And I think that's very fortunate for them.
Is that not, you're not pan-gender, then? Or pansexual, sorry. Pansexual.
I don't know.
I think, again, apologies in advance. Again, we're not experts. But as far as I know, bisexual is you're male and female, you're interested in male and female, whereas pansexual, you might be interested in transgender people as well, as far as I know.
As far as someone that is interested in the person regardless of their gender or what they identify as.
Yes, yeah, yeah. Whereas bisexual denotes two, which is against the non-binary thing, which is they're in the same group but they're totally at odds with each other. This contradiction of this whole thing.
It's gone. I think though with a lot of this, I mean, obviously transgender, it's you're born gay, you know, you are. I'd imagine, you know, I'm not gay myself.
But scientists aren't definitive on that either, though, Donny. They're not sure whether you're born with it or it's a question of environment and nurture. So, but that's not for us to discuss, though. Yeah.
No, look, homosexuality has been around for thousands of years. From my very limited study on the subject, I've been informed that it was mostly colonial powers, like British colonialism, when he went around Asia, India, and places like that. It was quite prevalent there. You know, it was only when the British colonial powers took over there, then that sort of became outlawed, and this Stoicism, you know, and it's the same in other countries as well, due to British colonialism and other colonial powers, you know. It's been there. It wasn't invented in the 60s through drugs. Some people would tell you it's been there. It's a natural instinct. And yeah, you know,
transgenderism used to be considered a mental illness. It was a body dysphoria.
You used to have eunuchs, didn't you? You used to have the Roman emperors would have eunuchs, and they would sleep with them as well. They would.
The Chinese. Speaking of which, something that just come to mind. Have you ever heard what they actually do in Iran?
The dancing boys, is it? The backward
No.
Or engage people to dance?
No. It's along those lines.
Jesus.
I'm not sure if it's still practiced, but it was definitely practiced for any. For any person that was convicted or accused of being homosexual in Iran, they would force you to get gender reassignment surgery. You were compelled to do so, or else you would be in prison.
Did they call it gender reassignment surgery, or were they eunuchs? Like, were they castrated?
No. They were. If a man was gay, and he was found out to be gay, by the religious police in Iran. They ordered that person to go ahead and become a woman,
live life as a woman, sort of thing.
They don't accept or even discuss the notion of a man being gay. They just assume that you were born in the wrong body, and then therefore you're attracted to men, so you must be a woman. So go ahead and get surgery, and you're forced to do it.
Go ahead and get surgery as your own account.
Yeah, like I remember reading about that years ago, and I was absolutely horrified by it. That this is something that people feel is acceptable and okay in this day and age. But in other parts of the world, in Iran solely, it's a perfectly normal thing in society.
Yeah, but I wonder about this surgery. I wonder, is it a intricate surgery, or is it a rusty blade or something? You know, are they punishing them by doing this? You know. I have to look it all. I'm not too
wired up incorrect, like. Or
yeah, like, is it a form of punishment, or is it you're now a woman, or is it more like creating a eunuch out of it? I'm not sure.
No, it's more of a total rejection of the notion that a human being can be homosexual. They just completely refute the notion or the idea, and they assume that you have it's a mental illness. Right. Therefore, we're going to help you, and there you go. We're going to provide you surgery, and that's that.
It is horrifying. True, but yes. I mean, look, sure, just an hour up the road from you lads are you got El Arlene. Her and her party, the Uber Tories, the 18th century Tories, up the road there, creationists who are completely against homosexuality and abortion and all this kind of stuff. This sort of rejection of such is also prevalent in. In our part of the world, not to those extremes, though. That is quite horrifying.
That is
unbelievable.
But I suppose they're adults anyway, so we'll we're sort of talking about.
It's okay.
We will talk about that in another episode. We'll get more into other cultures and stuff. But with this child, James, or Luna, as his mother calls him, I don't think we're after changing each other's minds on it. I think we're still on the same way we came in, are we?
I just think that poor fucker doesn't have a chance.
No, but as you were saying, I would love and I would welcome anyone to join us in discussion if they feel that we are completely wrong. If you feel like we're talking through our arse and you have a different point of view, please come on and discuss this. As we said, this is just our own opinion. It's not fact, but it's something that I think it's fair to say that we each of us strongly believe in and agree with, that it's wrong and it should never be allowed or never be permissible. But as we said, we're open to anyone else coming on and saying that we're talking to her, so please feel the need to do so.
Send all your hate tweets towards Luxie. And Sean.
Well, even if you want just a comment, if you don't want to come on, by all means, you can get us on the website or social media, wherever you usually get it.
Yeah, absolutely. You've got getuptheart.com, you've got the Facebook page, you've got Twitter. By all means, just comment on it. If you're interested, you want to come on, you want to tell your story, absolutely love to hear from you. Please let us know. I won't hold my breath in that one though, lads.
Well, look, all these things should be discussed, you know. There's nothing beyond conversation.
No. And of course, anyone does come on, absolutely be treated, you know. we have a bit of fun on here, but no, absolutely, if you want to come on here, tell your story, correct us, educate us as well, by all means, we'd be totally up for that. That's, I think we'll leave it there. An interesting discussion, all right. 7-year-old transgender reassignment surgery. What an age we live in, eh?
Mm-hmm. We were supposed to have flying cars by now, but here we are.
Yeah, Back to the Future lied to us. Anyway, listen, guys, thank you very much. And thank you very much at home for listening. And please join us again very soon. Goodbye.
The yard.